This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Amen, man. Amen, amen. We got another hot one coming in, man. Episode 143 of the Random Order Show, man. It's your boy Jay Richards, man. My mama call me Jermaine all day, man. We got B-Baby Train in the building. Talk to him.
Yeah, man. My mama call me Turbo.
Ooh. All day, man. We got my man, of course, in the building. Shout out Sebastian. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Of course. You know we had to bring him back, man. Coming off of episode 115 of the Random Order Show. My man Lucas Lopez back in the city.
The video then.
It's 2 p.m. and you're just waking up. I'm sorry, Mr. President, for waking you. Taking this.
Amen, man. Now, y'all know we had a very swell episode and tackled them hard-hitting Latin topics, man. All of them. Growing up and becoming your Latin dad. Latin ghost experiences. Ghosting for vacation. Lucas being scared. Not having your license. Cologne techniques. We had to take that Latin pronunciation quiz. And of course, man, y'all know we had to upgrade Lucas's burger palate, man. Amen. Listen, very swell episode. Y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Jump in the comment section, man. Drop that big fat thumbs up, man. Make sure your bell's on for key moments like this, man. Big shit. Amen.
Asegúrense que este episodio está encendido. Estoy con los brothers, con Jay André, con Sebastian. Este episodio is on fire. Making sure you watch it now.
Yo! All day! This is a TLN announcement.
TLN.
We got another major Latin connection here, man. Shout out my Mexicans.
All my Colombianos.
You know where we at. You see the cup.
It's Canadian Heritage Month whenever we in the building. Amen.
You know what it is, man. Y'all know we had a big episode. 115, man.
Damn.
Lucas back in the building.
It was that long ago.
Yes. Yeah.
115, man. Yeah, we made strides
since
then,
man.
Yeah, real talk, man. We back. We're just 143, man. How you feeling? Yeah.
Good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. Switched it up, man. It seemed like you grew up a little bit, man.
Yeah, because last time I seen the fit in the other episode, I felt bad about it.
Instantly, like as you watch it back?
And more people would come to me and show me and be like, oh, yeah. And I would see it over and over and over. And I was like,
that was fucking shirt, man. Worse. So this is what you went with.
Yeah, this time I went with this.
Did you wait across the street purposely so you can walk across the street towards us in the wind?
Yeah. It was a very mystical, mythic experience.
It was.
Yeah. Like this guy, he's glowing white. He got the white on. I noticed the beater.
The beater
across
is
the street. This is seven lanes of traffic. I'm noticing the beater. I noticed the fit.
Excuse me.
This guy's been ready since 11.
Yo, I've been ready since 9:30 a.m.
When he dropped me off, he dropped me off on the other side of the street.
Mm. Yeah.
So then I was asking you if it's this or this.
You called me panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's like, yo, you seem nervous.
You know when someone's talking on the phone and you hear what that guy's saying and you're not on the call?
Yeah.
He could hear you screaming.
Who's panicked? Who's worrying
right now? 125.
No, so like, do I go across the street or like,
where are you guys?
Just wait there. No, but like, where is it? I sounded like my dad on the phone, eh?
120, 135.
Bro, you'd be surprised how much you just start picking up after your parents, man.
Yo,
as much as you don't want to,
damn. Am I
facts,
dead?
Bro. That's not the first time, too, someone's told me that I sound panicked. But I don't mean to sound panicked.
Right.
Are you good? Everything I
got, relax. Everyone just breathe.
It makes you listen to him, though. Like,
you get an extra attention.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But you guys are the polar opposite of me, you know?
Right.
You guys are mad, laid back.
All right, nigga, relax.
Literally 10 steps away from me. Yeah. I can see you.
And he's like, yo, can you see water? I'm like, the fuck? Because, yo, if you can see water, you're good.
Yo, I just see all land. So, okay, then you should be scared.
Now let's get back to panicking. Am I in water?
Yo, like, are you in water? Now, you got to keep it chill out there, man.
Oh, my God.
You have to, bro.
Especially in the thick of the moment, man, mm-hmm. in the heat of it.
I agree.
Yeah. But that's just me being amped, you know? Like, I'm hyped. Right,
were you amped about this outfit? Did you lay this out the night before? Okay, you're not going to tell me this is just like, you know, on the fly.
Yeah.
At least you had a visual map.
It wasn't on the fly. It was the night before. Okay, and I had the shoes laid out, you know, when you have them laid inwards? Like, that, like, inwards and up. With the pants.
Yeah.
Nice. Cologne, too. I even put on cologne and everything.
The cologne on top of the clothes?
You know, man.
You knew the scent.
Yeah. I even mixed some. I mixed two. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're blending.
Yeah, I'm blending right now.
I'm not
yeah.
there yet.
On the outside and on the inside, I have two different clothes. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Bro, you got to season your clothing, man.
You got to season
real deal. If I know that I'm going to get active, I'll be at the hotel. I'm like, I'm going to take a shower first.
Yeah.
Let my shirt marinate
season,
in the cologne.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you jump out the shower.
Yeah. I've only done that once in my life. And my girl wanted to wear one of my sweaters out. I'm a mixture. You fucking smell like me.
So here you go. Can I get another one?
Hold on. I'm running slow on cologne.
Do you guys put it directly on the skin?
I do.
Or do you do cologne? Me too.
Yeah.
Are you asking to see if you're doing the right thing? Can it go on your skin?
Yeah, I put it directly on the skin. But people tell me, like, you know those, like when you're driving and then it's like you turn on the light.
Yeah.
And then people say it's like it's illegal.
Because,
you know what I mean? But it's not.
It's not. Yeah.
It's like that type of thing for me.
Oh, it's like
I've always heard.
What is it?
That it's not good.
It's not taboo. What's the word for it?
A myth, urban legend.
No. It's something when it's like an unwritten rule that you're not supposed to do it. There's a word for it.
Oh, steez.
What?
The cologne will absorb incorporates with your skin and the oils that you got coming out. So theoretically, it smells a little bit different on everybody. Right.
Every single person.
Are you guys
person.
Like, I want to smell like cologne?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Super.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
I go super crazy with it.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I go
too.
You're saying, I know
do
you're
you do
saying,
the same thing?
No.
Oh. You're saying, like, I thought you were about to relate.
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, both of y'all, say how many number of spritz you do.
I don't know.
One.
Oh, fuck.
No counting.
No counting.
You said two different things.
Yeah, I'm going, like, yeah, like, you could, like, five if I'm taking it there.
Yeah.
Like, you just do all the pulls, you know what I mean? You got to get the neck, you got to get the t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
But I do.
Even the pants, man. Your pants
gotta
smell good.
Because when you step in the wind
that, it's all a science. Yeah, it carries the cologne.
Like,
good.
I want to pass by somebody and they smell me.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
That's the point of cologne.
You know, I.
It's the point of your nose.
I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have a problem finishing cologne.
No.
Me,
no,
I'm like, how am I going to finish this? This is so much. Because I'm like, neck, arm, all right, I'm out of there.
And bro, that's expired.
But why the wrist?
You walking by and shit, you hand and shit, you know what I mean? Just, oh, you want to go over there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The aromas, man.
Trust me. Because
your neck is barely moving, you know what I mean? So you're going to move a little bit, but your wrists are doing all the motions around you.
Because
I'm telling you, I do a little right here, a little there, and then when you're going to hail someone, across the face.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's up, bro?
You guys tell other fellas, like, hey, man, like, you smell good, my dog. Sometimes you just can't risk, like, yo, nigga, you smell great.
Of course.
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I even tell people they have a nice outfit, I say, yo, your fit is sick, you know?
Yeah.
Some people react weird, though. Some people are like, like they, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to, hey.
I don't,
what's going on?
I don't,
Not me neither. Nice shirt, nigga.
Are you guys like, you don't tell the scent? You don't say like what cologne you're wearing?
Yeah, I share the scent.
I share the scent.
Right, yeah.
Because if you're asking, you care.
Right.
So I say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Persons of interest, man, from here in Toronto, they've been holding me down, man. I walk the streets in this shit.
Yeah.
And people are asking me all the time. This is like the only, literally the only cologne that people ask me about.
Really?
Like, just constantly.
Which one is it?
I want to say like a boutique clothing. I'm not clothing. Cologne brand.
Yeah.
Out here. And what was your question?
What is it?
It's that called, was it.
Yeah, yeah. Persons of Interest.
It's called Persons of Interest. Like,
oh,
that's
it's
the
called.
Name.
Yeah, it's Persons of Interest is like the brand, but then they have like a different scent under different titles. Yeah. I'm not going to give you my scent, nigga. But yeah, they got some joints. I got one. I'm like, yeah, this is me.
And is it strong? Does it stay all day?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
But it's good. It's a good strong.
Yeah, not too much.
Not overpowering.
Yeah.
These ones literally like three strays is all you need, and it's good.
But that's the thing. There's one I used to use in high school, 24/7. But you know what's crazy?
Like the Cuban cigar one.
I had that shit.
Oh, shit, for real?
Hell yeah! The one. Yo, that's so true. I remember that one.
What is that? Cuban cigar.
It was a Cuban cigar, and you pull off the top, and it was a cologne.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. You he just opened my brain right now.
You had it.
My dad had it.
Yeah.
Wow. What is it? What am I looking
for? I got it.
That's it. That's it.
I do remember that one.
Yeah, oh, I thought these were cigars.
No, they're colognes.
That's like, how crazy good can you get?
Yeah, man.
Like, okay, Cuba. All right, nigga. All right, we get it.
The one that I used to use in high school was one that was I used to use the tester every day before class. You know, you go, but you know, on Shoppers they have the tester.
Small ones,
but I used to walk in like I was stealing something.
Oh.
You know, walk into the thing and I would just stand near the. There was this one Calvin Klein one.
Nice.
And it had like this jewels on the bottom. Mm. Like it was like diamond cut. Oh, it was crazy.
You still want it, don't you?
Yeah.
I should have took it. Diamond cut.
I should have grabbed it.
Yeah. And I used to spray that so, but it didn't stick.
Oh.
Like it would stay on for the beginning.
Yeah.
Then by the end of the day, was done.
You ever just pour it on your neck?
Yeah. When there's none left, you take, you know, the skinny, the plastic tube.
I just
take that and just.
Right. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
All day, type man. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Congrats, man. You're growing up.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't be out here smelling like nothing.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you smell like nothing?
And honestly, man, the days that I run out of my cologne or I'm traveling, I'm like, yo, fuck, I forgot my cologne. I'll be walking with this guy, so he's been getting compliments. Oh, we're in Montreal. Nigga, he's trailing me. Nigga, I'm trying to slipstream him.
Right,
so I
got a little bit of his cologne.
Just persons of interest.
That is crazy.
Get on there. But really? People keep saying, yo, like, oh, my, someone smells good. And I just have to put my head down because I know, like, I ain't got my loan on me.
Yeah.
I ain't got the loan on me. Right. He got the loan on him. Yeah. So I just kind of sit back, take a back seat.
Let me ask you something, brother.
Talk to me.
You went to the Grand Prix. Did you just learn about slipstream?
Nah.
Okay.
It was fresh on our mind, though. Yeah. It was fresh on our mind, real deal.
I'll tell you what. When this person said it, he was explaining like whatever race and all that.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, oh my god, I really thought slipstream was just a Need for Speed for bonus points.
100%.
Yeah. That's why I didn't bring it up. Yeah. I'm like, oh nigga, I knew that shit.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, cars one. Like you don't want someone trailing
when you too close because you're breaking the air.
As
the fuck. We're talking about race cars. We was at the Montreal Grand Prix.
Yeah, I seen that. It was crazy, man.
But someone just explaining the game of racing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yeah, you don't want someone trailing you because you're breaking the wind for them. So it's easy for them to coast by. And like every fucking little bit of resistance matters at that, you know what I mean? At that game.
Amazing.
And then like, yeah, so yeah, you don't want people like stealing your slipstream.
Yeah.
I knew that, man.
Or split stream.
Slipstream. That's what they call a Need for Speed, at least.
You know what it is?
No.
So when you go behind a car, you be in a game world, how we find out, you go behind a car, you get a boost from them. But it's because they're cutting off the wind aerodynamics. So when they're going, they get that little boost and they take off.
It's like the first goose. You know, the first goose, it just breaks it for the gang.
Yeah,
it's like
the
hardest part to
it's
the hardest position as a goose, man.
I might try that on the highway.
Maybe not. Maybe leave that alone.
It's jokes.
That nigga out here quick. Ambulance, nigga. I took the slips. Yo, you know when you're in traffic? Oh my god.
Gone,
accident? Yo, I'm helping.
For real.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You ever, your dad ever make you follow him in a car? Like, hey, man, jump in your car. Yeah, I'm going to jump in mine. Follow me.
Do you drive? I still don't drive.
You don't drive, right? Oh, yeah,
yeah. You know, I didn't upgrade that much yet. Not yet.
Because you had the shirt, nigga. I thought you were there. How does it feel saying, I don't drive, man? How's it? Are you always like, man,
honestly,
fuck.
It's not that, like...
Or you don't give a fuck.
I don't really care. It's just, like, because we have TTC, we have Uber, you know?
Wait, what do we have?
We have... TTC.
The next one. Run?
Uber.
Okay.
I heard some Uber. Jamaican?
Uber. Uber. We have Uber.
Everything. Right, so it's like, when I...
You can get around.
What's cringier is saying, I don't have a license.
Right.
That's what I get a little bit embarrassed to say in public, you know? Mm-hmm. I try to steer the conversation away from driving.
I do not drive.
So when he directly brought it up right now, I was like,
My bad. Because
we all know he drives.
Yeah, he drives.
He drives. He can get it done.
We all know he drives.
Right.
Okay. So I could drive, but I don't have a license, though.
Right.
I want to get it this year, though. My G1.
Thing is, I feel it's a downtown thing of, like, they kind of take pride in not having a license.
Yeah,
but
for real.
The world is bigger than downtown, so it's like, you're going to go somewhere
he
else and
then
what?
And not only that, it's like, we have so many steps here.
Right.
Like, so many steps.
What you mean, like, to drive?
To start driving alone?
Right.
Three steps.
Three.
What do you mean? G1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once you get the G1, then you have to wait how much?
You're already waiting.
About a year.
No.
If you go to school.
It's
like 8 months or some shit like that.
Yeah, 8 months.
It's still time. Okay.
That's crazy.
But time is going by. Time is going by. You not have it.
It's been 8 years. 8 years. I wasn't gonna help you until you got to maybe like car registration.
That's a hassle. But in Florida, it's one day.
Is it?
You do your drugs and alcohol test. Okay. That thing that's like a 3-hour test or something like that. You do an on-road test, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you already?
In one day, you can get it.
Oh, shit.
My brother had friends who came from Cuba, have never driven a car in their life. They get to Florida, and they get their license like this.
Wow.
And it's like, well, they have a lot of accidents and stuff like that, but it's like...
that's
a part of it, but holy, man. 8 months?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're trying to like... You know, they took away the fucking sticker shit. So they trying to, you know, they knocking some steps off. I don't think you got to get safety anymore.
Oh, actually?
Not really.
Yeah. But you know, one thing I wanted to add was, no, now I forgot.
That's okay.
No, it was, nice. What was it? Oh, I got it.
Even better.
I got it. The thing that's crazy is that when you get the license, right? No. Beforehand, like it's like going to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, you know you want to go to the gym, but it's the going in the first day.
Yeah.
That's tough, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing with driving with your license.
It only takes one day to do it.
No, you have to start the process.
Starting
the process is so shit.
But it's up here, man.
I guess. Yeah.
You're talking to three niggas that got their license. It's a wild G's right here. Guys, it's just so hard to go.
I can't really remember struggling that much. Yeah. Like, many years ago, I was like 18 at the time. I think.
16, bro.
I was younger. I was more full of life.
I had mad energy back then.
But you know the G1 app?
Bro, we not we're not fucking with you.
Trying to sell his case, man.
No. I was gonna say if you can legally go get a license in Florida, you can get a license there, come back here to Orlando, or I mean Ontario, and say, hey, I want to swap my Florida license for Ontario
license. You got to be a resident, though, first. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But if his boss is out, though.
To get your license in the States, do you need to be a resident in the United States to get your license?
Yeah, you have a temporary license. So that would still work. So you'd have to go get your full license in Florida if it's easier for you there.
But and with no residence, I can go just being a Canadian citizen.
Oh, you're not
residence?
No, okay, nah. Come on. Get okay, it here.
Forget it then.
Yeah, you're on the long route, man. I have to put him on game. It's okay, so you're not driving, but you did move. So that's you're growing up.
Oh, yeah, there it is, man. Moving on.
Yeah,
up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Well, okay. Man, yep. Not yet. I'll tell you. Okay. No. I did move. But the thing is, this will happen. Okay. So I moved from my mom's crib to this other place. Okay. Downtown, still downtown. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then from there, I stayed there for a year. But this, I told you guys this when I was about to leave, right?
Yeah, remember? Yeah, yeah.
And I moved my, but the thing is, like, I moved my stuff with my friends. My friends helped me move it. Yeah. Like, bring the shit, you know what I mean, to my house.
How did that move?
It was kind of, bro, moving is shit.
Yeah.
Because it's always, you know the square items?
Yeah.
The shit that's square is crazy. Because it's like the sideways lift, and then you have to
put
it
the same thing no matter how you put it.
Yeah.
And you still try. You still try. Trust me, you're just tired. It's 4 a.m. You're just like, fuck. Oh, just push it through the wall. Just get through it. You're just on your fucking back.
And then getting Wi-Fi.
Oh, man.
Getting Wi-Fi and getting the one that's compatible to the building and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Had to do that. You know how they have different wire connection in each building?
Yeah.
I had to figure that out which one was. And I was trying to get the cheapest internet, you know? And the most expensive one was the one that was compatible to my building. You understand what I'm saying? So it was like that.
Yeah.
And then after the end of the year that passed, me staying at the script, I was paying for rent per month. $14.65. This was COVID pricing, you know? And then right at the end of the year, they raised my rent to $2,150, something like that.
Yo,
so I was like, fuck.
That's a splash of cold water.
Yeah, it was crazy. So then I moved back. Now I'm back at my mom's. So I'm back there, and then now I'm looking for another place to move out.
Yeah.
Probably the next 2 months, and then figuring out Florida and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Are you okay, brother?
You're sweating.
How do I do?
That's why the license is at the bottom.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like I need shelter.
Shelter, and then your G1, G2.
I feel you. What was it like moving back into your mom's?
It was good, bro. Honestly, at the beginning, we didn't get along for anything. Like, it was because it's a smaller apartment, right?
Yeah.
It's right, like, near the water.
Okay. Yeah.
And, but now it's good. Now we're fine. I'm barely home, so it's not really a thing, you know?
Okay.
But, it's good harmony.
That space and that time could sometimes do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And now that it's like a, that like I have a career now, she's more, you know.
So she's taking care of the food thing, right? She's cooking and stuff.
Yeah, because
last time we connected, you opened up about your addiction.
About my addiction.
It's wonderful. Just to check in with you.
It's not a real episode. You're not even recording.
All right, you want to start?
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That got way better.
Nice.
The last 3 weeks, I've been wait.
3 weeks.
No, because I went on and off with it. You know,
it's like a, it's still kinda, your mom's.
Yeah.
Still ordering, okay.
Yeah, but my mom cooks for me.
Yeah.
So I don't have it, but I just got groceries.
Okay. I just got
groceries just now.
Okay.
So I'm chilling. You
know? We met up real quick, and then we So me and Tremont, you know what I mean? Advancing the food game, man, you gotta try this and this. You gotta try that. And say, man, I order from here. They got the good this and that.
Mm-hmm.
What you working with, man? He pops open the Uber Eats.
Oh, my
It was a McDonald's commercial. Just fucking... I swear,
bro,
to God.
I'm every time you think it's at the bottom, it refreshes. 9 more orders. I'll just.
Holy
and
shit.
And it was the same one every time.
The same order.
Same place. 36.50. Why would I at a fucking Italian restaurant say, this is all I do, Italian pasta? I don't do shit.
Bro. And I had a feeling when we got to the restaurant, it was a nice little restaurant. Nothing crazy. It was a restaurant, whatever.
No, it was nice.
They bring out the bread. It's like, yo, they give you bread? It's free? Yeah, nigga, it's just, you know what I mean? It's a little app on the house bread.
Like, that restaurant was so nice.
Word.
It was so nice, that restaurant.
Yeah, it was good.
Where were we? The
What was it called again? Didn't look up. Yo, he wasn't scared, too.
He was scared. I was like,
oh, my God. The girl's like asking questions. Call me back. What's your name again?
But yeah, man, no more McDonald's.
Now I'm actually good. Like, I still have McDonald's here and there. Last week, or the week before last week, was really bad.
Yeah.
When I went back to my addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does your mom believe in McDonald's?
No. She told me, once you get older, you're gonna forget about McDonald's. That's what my mom told me. But I don't think so.
It just got worse.
As I got older, I love McDonald's, man. Even since I was a kid, I love McDonald's. I don't think I'm gonna get to an age where I won't like it.
Right.
I will always like it. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's a burger.
It's a burger.
Yeah.
But the Big Mac is not just a burger, though. You can't say that.
Huh?
No, you can't say the Big Mac is just a burger, though.
The Big Mac
is a revolutionary.
Yeah, he's ready to stand up.
It's fine. It is.
It's two burgers.
Bun, burger, lettuce, tomato, cheese. What are you saying?
Yo.
That's a classic order, though, man. I'm not mad at that.
Big Mac? Wow. And I always, this was my order. Every time I would order Uber Eats was double Big Mac combo.
Double
it, you know. Yeah.
You're doubling
double
the double
it.
Burger.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're getting a
you
quad
know I had
Mac.
To double it. Yeah.
You're getting a quad Mac?
So it's two.
That's crazy.
Two patties. Because you know the patties be thin.
So
two patties.
Yeah.
That's one.
One plus one is two, right? And then it makes it like that.
Okay.
Two.
Bro, the thing was, I was gonna challenge you. Describe your McDonald's meal with no hands.
I can't understand this.
Imagine you just guys getting arrested. What did you do today?
So I fucked. Yo, can you cuff me? I can't.
Okay, hold on. Let me just do it. I wasn't there. He said no.
Holy shit.
Because when you run out of words, just like, like that. Fick, yeah, fick. Okay, whatever.
two patties.
Go ahead, Rob. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
I'll do it like this. I'll describe it like this. Watch, I'll do it. So, but it feels really... I start like this.
No, we just need a hand cam for that episode. Just like, just to help with the captions.
Holy shit.
Alright, I really want to know the order though.
Yeah. The order, just, so two, so oh double, double Big Mac.
Yeah.
Double. Okay. Right? And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then I get
okay.
Chicken nuggets, six, with the you know the spicy habanero?
Yes.
Spicy habanero. Okay. You know that sauce? Yes.
No, I didn't know they're there. Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I believe
it. It's crazy. Spicy habanero. And then on top of that, double cheese on the side, a little one.
Okay, yeah.
Double cheese.
On the side?
Wait. On the side,
a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay. Double Big Mac. So right now we're at a double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac.
Six chicken nuggets.
Six chicken nuggets.
And then a double cheeseburger.
And then a double cheese. No, we're not done, though. And then, you know when you go scroll on the Uber Eats and it says individual items?
Yeah.
That's where you click for the stuff I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you go there and then you put quarter pounder with cheese, no pickles.
Oh, man.
And I would crunch that every night.
So this is three burgers, six nuggets?
Three burgers, six nuggets. And fries. Okay, yeah, the double Big Mac's a combo.
Of course.
Yeah. How dare you? Of course.
Because you went like this. You didn't say calm. You didn't do that. Confuse us. You didn't say that. I saw
burger fries. Drink.
Get the combo.
I didn't know there was a combo.
Oh,
my
shit. Oh, my God.
And then you just fucking rot in your bed.
Yeah. No, because I didn't have a dinner table.
You just crunching on your couch?
Yeah, no, yeah. Couch. My couch was my bed type shit. Yeah,
did you have a couch?
I didn't have a couch. Oh, it was a bed.
Yeah.
But that's what I was trying to say.
Yo, new topic, bro. Literally new topic. Bro, John, call your dad and say job well done.
I am you.
I didn't have a couch. Oh, it was a bed.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
How is your dad, man? How is Father's Day?
He's good, man. He's good.
Does he care about Father's Day?
50-50.
Like, if you don't say it, what happens?
Like, if I don't say nothing. It's not a big deal. If I do say, yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, no sé. Yeah. You know? He's chill. He doesn't, it's not really a big. Around a month ago, I went to visit him and everything was good. Everything was good.
Nice. You give him the career update and stuff?
Yeah, I told him everything that's happening behind the scenes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the brand deals and shit.
Yeah, and he's on this thing where he's like, he always jokes with me that like I'm a millionaire already, but I don't tell them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like the classic. So he would call me, like he'll randomly call me, and I'll be like, hey, I'm busy right now. Can I call you back? Like I'll just be talking to something simple. I'll be like, no problem, because you're a millionaire now. Don't worry. We went to go eat. He met my girlfriend now and blah blah. And we went to go eat, right?
Yeah.
And we went to go eat, and I put my, you know, you put the napkin on your lap.
On your lap, yeah.
I put it on my lap. This guy saw me.
Holy shit!
And he's looking like that. Because he's a millionaire now. Look at how he put in the napkin there. Wow. Sorry. Not in the pants. You gotta take.
That's the point. He has dirty pants and shit.
Yeah.
Look at him. Fucking mustard and cheese.
Oh my God.
That shit keep you grounded though, man. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah.
But the thing is, they be taking the millionaire jokes too far. Bro. I'm like, yo, dad, I need financial help.
Yeah.
You just keep calling me a millionaire, nigga. It's just like, yo, I really.
It's not adding up.
You really just make us be paying for the bills and shit. You know what I mean? We go out for dinner and it's like, it's on us. Oh, you guys are good, man. I'm actually in a valley right now, nigga. It's not the best.
It's a slow season right now.
I get the brand deal, it's been a while. What if your dad sees you ordering McDonald's? I know sometimes, like, especially if you eat McDonald's and then you're not eating your parents' food now, what they cooked and hooked up for you. Like, no, I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell my dad that. I just think, yo, I'm good on the Jamaican food. We got some Mickey D's.
Whenever my mom cooks, I never order. Because that's just so disrespectful.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, if your mom cooks food and you. And then you gotta go get the bag at the door.
Yeah,
you
walk in my arms. Use the body shield. Yeah, mom, just walk inside.
I used the body shield the other day.
Oh shit!
We went. Fuck, you weren't even there yet. We just got back, and I put a message up. Remember, we told you about Happy Burger.
Did you
try it? First off, please.
We did.
Please.
You don't remember?
He walked us through.
Happy Burger, right? So cheeseburger.
Okay, I got it. Yo, 40 minutes.
I called you nervous. What was it?
Did you call us or you text
with us? Check the text. I texted you guys.
Bro, that text has to be
And I
here.
Took a picture of the empty bag with the grease on it. That burger was actually stupid. Like, one of the best burgers I've had. For real.
You was only eating McDonald's. Like, bro, okay, that's the thing. Uber Eats. Because many restaurants, many options.
Why always?
Like, not even once. Always McDonald's.
You wonder why?
Listen.
The juicer.
Why do they call him that?
Legend has it, he can get the juice out of anything.
December 2nd, Friday, 12:34.
Nice.
PM or AM?
AM, this is nighttime.
Nighttime, midnight, yeah.
Yo, what was the sandwich you guys were saying?
Andrew, it's been days.
Never heard from this guy. It's been days, bro. This is the top of the chat. Yeah. The nigga put us in the group chat. We're putting on everyone. Jermaine sends him the picture. It says, stupid SMH. I said, I may run it. Mm-hmm. No word. Next day, I didn't end up getting it. Took your advice, but I got McDonald's though.
Oh shit.
Jermaine says, no way. He said, I thought you were making process. That's what I'm saying. Saturday, the very next day, December 3rd, a greasy picture of happy birthday.
Sends a greasy banks.
Y'all guys that did it. It happened.
Oh my goodness.
Ah, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's good, man.
Please, I had to see you come up, man.
Yeah.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. I got the cheeseburger one. I think it was double too.
Yeah.
I think it was, but they had like a pepper in the cheese already.
Yeah.
That was And the fries were kind of crinkle cut or something
like
that. Yeah,
waffle
fries. Yeah, waffle fries.
That's another one.
Yeah. The one that's like this.
Literally a waffle fries.
Yeah. It was crazy. Nah, and the sauce was crazy. No, that place is crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
So
how do you go back to McDonald's after that?
The thing is, listen, the whole reason I did McDonald's in the first place is because it's fast. Bro, you order, did you hear the meal I told you? Mm-hmm. How much food that is? Mm-hmm. I would order that food, let's say 12 at nighttime. I would get it no later than 12:30.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's how quick.
Yeah.
And you look how much food I ordered. And it would come in 30 minutes.
Like you just discovered fast food. Nigga, I said it and then I had it. Just
manifestation. That quick. Oh my god.
Oh man, I have a headache.
We're talking about the body shield. So whatever, we're back in town, and I message Happy Burger. Like I said, we've been going to this place for years. Literally 2020, they started as a pop-up shop in a Greek shop. So they're making smash burgers out of a Greek shop.
Like a ghost kitchen?
Yeah, almost, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Before niggas was even doing ghost kitchens. COVID, 2020, I'm looking on Uber, I'm like, man, like I need something to eat. I'm trying to find this burger spot, Happy Burger. It looked good, sounds good.
Sounds good,
punch order. It comes to my door. I say, yo, this is fucking crazy. Tried the happy sauce, tried everything. Jermaine, try this place. Fucking crazy.
I said, nigga, this is the real happy meal.
His exact words.
This is a happy meal.
I said, we gotta pull up on them now. We pulled up on them. I made sure I was like, I found the owner, shook his hand. I said, yo, you got something on your hands.
Nice.
I made sure I did that. Nice. Years go on, I'm telling everyone about Happy Burger. Go there. I text him, I say, yo, come back to the city. Rah, the burger was great. Well, he says, yeah, man, come by anytime. I said, yo, remember, I was coming up to your fucking restaurant when no one was there. I have the receipts.
Yeah. He was in the back of a Greek spot down bad.
I told him.
He's a humbling real quick. Yeah. I see you with your multiple locations. Don't forget.
I wanted to tell him, like, good for you, you're expanding. And he's like, yeah, I'm about to drop another one. I said, yeah, I just had to say, yeah, I remember you in that Greek spot, man, good for you.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, next time you're in the city, let me know, I'll take care of you. So we pull up to Happy Burger the night we get in, and then he's like, all right, just go over there and ask for Nicole. We go in there, we ask for Nicole, and she's like, yeah, punch whatever you want, like, just get whatever you want. But still, you're going to feel a little bit guilty because you don't want to get...
You don't want to go crazy.
You don't want to go crazy, but...
Make a fool of myself.
You got to know who you're doing.
You don't want to do double big bag.
I didn't want to do all that.
I wouldn't get what I get.
But it came to that point where I was like punching in the order. I'm like, all right, look, if you ain't going to take care of this, I was going to take care of this. So let me take care of what I got to take care of. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, it go down.
So I punched my order, but then like I understood I wanted some chicken bites. So I had to use my body as a shield. So I'm like, yeah, I'll just get the chicken burger. And when she took it up, punched it in, everyone looks away. And then the chicken bites. That's a drink. Go. And I turn around like that. Perfect. No one even knew I got it until I pulled out the bag.
I was like, when did you say chicken? I didn't hear the word leave your face.
Literally. Trust me, you got no one to use the human shield, man.
You just walking by a room, you feeling guilty. You just like, you got to choose which hand to hold the items in. You know what I mean? I might go this one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All day, man.
Yep. Yeah, for real.
Listen, boys. I think it's only right we test our Latin accent again, man. Sheldon, I think it's his only right. I wasn't going to do this. I'm like, man, how are you not going to do this?
Okay.
Let's get it real quick, man.
Okay. Let me lock in, man.
Yeah, Sheldon was picking up, man. I was most fascinated by Sheldon trying to get this.
Thank you.
All right, man. Okay. What we got here?
Okay.
Oh, that one's easy.
Ooh.
I want to say June 18th.
It's not easy, man. Trust me.
Wait, no. Wait, hold on. June.
What the fuck? June.
Did you eat today?
I'm not even being funny. I forgot. June. I put this together, nigga. I did not know what the fuck this one was.
I'm distracted by the freeze frame. Yeah. I'm trying to read the Bible.
Say it in a fluid. Fluid motion. No.
Not at all.
Damn. You having the ladies, the food, the palm trees. What else you want? Everything is here, Miami, United States.
Not even close.
It wasn't gonna happen.
Look at this. I did kind of feel like this one was easier.
Oh my god, that's easy.
What we got, man?
And the thing is, I know you look at this. Oh yeah, easy.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this one. Trying to sound it out, man.
Because I wrote these out, you know. Before I would film the video, I would write it out.
Yeah. I feel like you'd be pushing it. Yeah.
I got nothing.
And then you got people who take it so personally too. They come right in the comments.
How you pronounce that second one? P-R-A-I? Is that cheating? Or, no, just, idea, hey, maybe, just like in English.
Yeah.
E-pray.
You gotta hit the accent, man. You gotta. And it's never what's closest. What sounds closest to you?
I got nothing, man. Fuck.
That's what it is, man.
I hate it.
All right, play.
I can drink 5 or 6 of that one at one time, brother.
No trace of an S.
Nah, this ain't even fair, bro. Nah, this is weird, bro.
Is that accurate?
No.
That's super accurate. Right. That's how my dad says it.
So you are a millionaire now, you don't drink a pride. Millionaire don't drink a pride.
What happens? Is it the S on the first of a word?
It's just that whenever the S is first, it's always the E before it. So street and three.
Yeah. Just get rid of that.
Yeah, get rid of that. Yes. Type shit.
Okay.
Where'd the T go at the end, though?
Yeah.
No, there's no T. Forget the T, too. Yeah. What?
So all you really see is the P-R-I.
Yeah.
For real.
Like, Pride. That's
Pride.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I need one. For sure.
I'm using that too, man.
Sheldon got one last time.
Right? Yeah, I got Burger King last time.
Yeah, no, he got a bunch. Oh, this one's nice. This one's nice.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Money.
Damn.
Sometimes when I'm dancing to the music, sometimes I go like that. Like a little Uzi Vert. I do just like him.
Uzi Vert.
That one I was pushing.
You made the word so long.
There's only so much you can do with somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
The face says it all. You know you're pushing.
Little Lucy Vell. That was fucking
incredible, man. Oh my god.
Who we got, man?
I know this one.
Yo, I don't even remember this one.
Minecraft.
Oh.
Lucky me if I play that one. My friend, what do I really like it to you? What is that? Minecraft? No, I don't play Minecraft.
Maybe that should have been first, man.
Yeah, that one was an easy one.
That was easy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but see, gets two back to back. He's good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good one. The Nike tag. Damn. It was hot that day, too.
Roasting. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember the whole S logic. Okay.
Good.
You got it, you know?
No, I'm trying to insert some S's right here. Just see what we're neglecting here.
He does not want to fire.
Like, oh, he's fire. He's like,
yeah. You're looking over there, man. You know.
Not a chance.
I think he's so close, and then I hear it under his breath. I'm saying, like, forget it. I'm like, oh, he's good. He's got the S. And then he's like, kind of. eBay? Say it all together.
Appraisal?
all together.
Epredemang?
Oh. Oh.
Epredemang?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Bill Sheldon's on a roll.
You helped me with that one.
You think I am, I don't know who, Spider-Man?
The hand motions, eh?
This is not even how he swings. This is shooting himself. Where are you going with this?
Yo. Man, not bad, Sheldon. Thank you.
Sheldon's goaded, dog.
Thank you. Holy fuck. Wacko, 3 for 5?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man, not bad,
I'll
man.
I'll take 3 for 5.
Dog. That's like some form of art, man. That's got to be something. Just the way the words can transform into. For real. And this is English.
Yeah.
Like,
It is.
Speaking English.
Yeah.
Hello, what's up, everybody? My number one thing for me in my life is when I'm making progress, I always think about what inspired me to arriving there, to arriving to the type of man I'm becoming today. And it's a one thing specific that gets me in my heart, and that's Spider-Man. Spider-Man for me is not just about he doing like that, or he doing like this, or he saving Mary Jane. It's not about that. It's about what he representing, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
You understand? What he representing, Spider-Man, is what has stayed in my heart. It's resonating with me.
Sorry, can we take a second here? What are you saying? Spider-Man is what?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
You guys don't know Spider-Man?
Do you know what he's...
Jesus, my friend. Spider-Man is one of the best.
Spider-Man. What's Marvel. Spider-Man? What is
Spider-Man. Spider-Man from the Marvel Universe. The Marvel from Marvel.
Marble?
Marvel, yeah. There's Marble. A Marvel, yeah. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. He do like that. He has a wife.
Oh, Ray. Spider-Man. Yeah.
Spider-Man. Oh,
in some ways, this could help someone try and learn English to say,
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, we start like this in Python.
Like what it sounds like to you.
Literally.
You know? Even in a dictionary, you got the words.
They break it down.
You know, broken down and how it actually sounds.
Didn't Action Bronson's grandmother or something learn English from some TV show or something?
I'm watching Martin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. No, a lot of people learn from watching TV or reading books. Like, it's hard.
I'm like, how though? Reading a book?
English is hard too.
Really?
Yeah. Like, for people from Latin America, like, most of the people I've come across, they tell me it's like one of the hardest languages, man. It's because the pronunciation is not. That's why these words come up like.
It's like, that's the best we got, man. As a community, we can't say that one.
Exactly. Like the TH, the noise that those two letters make together, we don't have that in Spanish.
So it's like
the same thing, you know what I mean, with Arabic, how.
We can't roll ours like that.
Yeah, exactly, it's the same thing. So it's like, it's really hard. You know?
Makes sense. It all goes with
there's a word for it. What's the word for
pronunciation?
Yeah, but it's a deeper word though.
It's a deeper word.
Oh, yes.
Pronunciation.
Yes.
Vocabulary?
No.
It's
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is it alliteration?
Acronym?
Vernacular?
No.
I thought it was vernacular. Okay, so it's not vernacular.
No, it's not vernacular. Forget it.
Dialects.
No.
He's upset. Sure. Forget it. You guys don't know? Fuck it.
Forget it.
I'm not gonna know. Fuck it. Man, you have any Latin ghost encounters, man? The stories that my mom brought home from Colombia, the ghost encounters there, bro, it's like you're fighting someone in real life.
Latin ghost?
Spanish ghost. Spanish ghost. For some reason, when you leave the country of Canada, the ghost stories just get worse. Yeah. Or just North America in general, like any other country or island.
I don't know what it is, but I went to Germany a long time ago when I was like 18. Mm. And I went to visit my cousin, who he lives there.
Yeah.
And he had a girlfriend who was from Venezuela. Okay. Right?
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Venezuelan ghosts? Yeah. Bro, you're getting draped up.
That's what I'm saying. And she, you know what's, yo, now that I put it together, look at this. She's telling me this story about how she saw an exorcist,
Exorcist.
Exorcismo. Yeah, yeah. Exorcismo.
Yeah, I got scared.
She was telling me about how she saw an exorcism with her own eyes, and she's trying to convince. I didn't believe her, to be real, but she's telling me this. And listen to this. When she's telling me this story, I'm plugging in my cousin gave me a charger, but the charger didn't have the
brick,
or the adapter.
The brick. Okay. No, it had the brick.
Okay. But the adapter. It didn't, the adapter.
Yeah. Oh, but you know it, the how they have the three in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this one didn't have the cover, so it was just exposed wire. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Bro, there's no case. He's not even trying, though.
No. I'm not even going to think about it.
Take a second.
Like, yeah, give me a chance.
You know what it is?
And he had his elbows on the table, yeah, too.
No. It's because you played with him. He said the brick. You're like, yeah. And you're like, no.
So I ran back away.
The fucking adapter. No, but he was right. The adapter without... So the adapter itself has a case.
Okay.
Over what's inside. Like a phone, man. Like when you take a phone and you open the phone and it's just the wires of the phone.
Yeah, yeah, so there's no plastic.
There's no plastic on this wire. No safety.
Okay.
So she's telling me this story while I'm plugging it in and I get electrocuted. But you know that feeling that when you get electrocuted, it's all it's through ringing. My finger. Yeah, it was like a, you know? And I got, so then now I'm like, yo, could the story she's telling
me? No, I think you just explain why. What the
fuck? You said I just put it together. Look at this.
And I thought I was on the subject.
That is exactly why you don't listen to
fucking. I thought it was that raw wire and metal going into the wall with a voltage.
Now, you ever watch Bill Nye? Yeah. He can tell you how it works.
Literally, imagine like any Spanish parent trying to tell you a story as a kid, and that's what you're trying to listen to. That's how you get haunted. That's how you get possessed.
I remember one time my uncle, he was just like fighting for his life, trying to explain. Like he's my Latin uncle. Mm-hmm. My dad gave him work, brought him in, so he's in the moving game now. Amongst all these English speaker Jamaicans and stuff. And he's just like, lunchtime, you know, you talk shit, tell your stories and shit. He's a talkative guy, friendly guy, man. So he's just like breaking down his stories, but he's just like, I wouldn't even call English his second language. He just like does what he has to do. Yeah. he's just scraping on by, man. Yeah. So not too much English, but just loves to talk, man. So he's just trying to tell the story. I still don't know what he was talking about.
I don't even know what story you're bringing up.
But he's trying to explain that, like, I have in the pillow and there's an animal. It's an animal in the pillow. And it was like, Ricardo, what the fuck are you talking about? The animal. And we're like, yo, right, like a raccoon? Yeah, no. And then because it's like, no. Bro, so disappointed in you when you get it wrong. Like a score. Yeah, no. You listen. You know, listen.
You know when they hit you with the, you know, listen.
Because all of trying to talking, do it. You're not telling me, right? Bro, he was just fighting for his life. I saw him get so frustrated. He just walked off. Maybe like bugs he was trying to explain.
Yeah.
Like bugs were in his pillow. Like bed bugs, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe,
but
yeah.
Maybe he didn't have the word for bugs. So he just called them animals.
That's going to send me.
Animal in the bed?
Yeah.
Mouse? No.
It makes you feel, what's stupid?
Fucking dumb. Oh, an insect.
Yeah.
That one.
Then you gotta go to, okay, what insect?
No, but when you get it right, though, they make you feel like the man.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You
yeah.
feel.
Yeah!
Yeah! That's the one! That's it!
Smart!
Yeah. I didn't know how smart you are. I didn't know how smart you are.
You don't even know. You don't even know where you are anymore. Yeah. Okay, why are you telling me that story now?
Yeah, shout out to Latin people,
bro. Oh, damn, man.
Yeah, man.
Facts.
My mom told us some stories, man, that just, it just didn't make sense, man. The type of shit she would see here. And she'd be trying to tell us that. I'm like, bro, you don't need to bring that energy upon a child.
Bro, when she like finish all her ghost stories, I'd just be a kid like 8 years old feeling heavy.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Can that happen here? Is that going to happen to us? So do ghosts follow people? Like, are you being
scary. When it comes to the, like, the horror movies and this and that, like, that whole scene, man, when I was a kid, I was super into it. But I used to torture myself.
Yeah, because you're scared. Right?
Yeah, because I'm scared, but I used to watch it and be holy, like, Exorcist. I had this Dominican babysitter.
Okay.
I had this Dominican babysitter. Her name was Maria. And she was rough-handed. Yeah. She was rough with you. Like, you know those type of ladies who they'll put their hands on a kid that's not theirs? Mm-hmm, she was like that. Like, she was tough. Mm-hmm. And she would just, like, you know, she would make me food. And she was the one who got me to like hot sauce. She was the one who got me to like... everything was from Maria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She used to babysit me like 2-3 times a week.
Right.
And one day, she puts me to bed. Mm. I used to sleep at her house, right? She puts me to bed, right, in the room. Mm-hmm. I go to sleep and I'm hearing like screaming and this. So I walk back and she's watching The Exorcist. Mm. And she used to have stacks of DVDs of horror movies. Mm-hmm. All types. Chucky, this, that.
No, she's
watching The Exorcist. And I'm like, bro, I'm like 8 or 9.
You've seen some
and
shit.
She's like, come. Like,
oh,
Benga. Come what?
Yeah,
come. Benga.
Watch it then. And then we sat down and watched The Exorcist when I was like 8. So that ruined my life.
That's bro, it. I swear.
Yeah.
I swear.
Bro.
That's why you're scared all the time.
My back is against the wall. I guess
You said you'd be here.
That might be at the root of it.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't.
No. What the fuck?
Every time I would sleep or I had to cough or something, I would turn to the pillow and like super, super quiet. Like, man, I was afraid. Wow. You know, I thought from that age,
me,
8 till like, to like 13.
Yeah.
But then I was good.
Yeah.
You know, I could sleep with my back to the door. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bro, just seeing her crawl upside down, the stairs that fast, that long ago?
No. That movie was revolutionary.
It was revolutionary. Yeah, real talk. Like, I ain't seen a CGI before.
Yeah.
Scared
the shit out of crazy. The 360 head. Oh. Remember when she?
Yeah, they weren't doing that in movies yet, man.
They weren't doing that.
And yakking?
My thing was, how are you gonna clean up this fucking throat?
Yeah.
She did a 360 turn.
That's the only thing that looked like fake. I'm like, just like green boots.
Yeah.
Lime green. Okay.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, bro. Nickelodeon slime.
But even then, I would never work on a set like for a scary movie.
Really?
Because you got, you know how long you got to be on set for anything? Like, any
I feel
set.
Like you'd see the inner workings of it, so that wall would be broken.
Everything's dark, though, when you're shooting. It's in a house, and then you know she's still walking around here somewhere. So, whatever, it's like, is Reagan on set? What the fuck? Where is she? I'm not going for her.
As a PA, I'm like, no, can y'all niggas just come with me? Can everyone just y'all get
her? Come on. No, I'd be scared.
I'm pretty sure she was, like, scarred from doing that movie.
Oh, I bet. How do you
do that to a child? Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something crazy I heard. The actress
was doing that. Bro, I promise you, that shit is scary, bro. You're in that character for too long. For a movie?
Yeah, you're
in that character for too long. At the end of the day, they still had to, like, that shit was fake. So they still had to say, okay, this bed is going to rise, and then you're just going to act like demon himself is coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, I can try. Like, dog, you gotta do that over and over. If I'm the priest, I'd be like, all right, dog, I'm for real saying shit. Hey. Psalms 59. On the topic of ghosts, man, me and Jermaine and Sheldon and the RO community got ghosted by someone. So, sitting right here, actually.
Oh,
ghosted.
Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. We did.
What was that?
You don't remember when?
We were supposed to do this.
Maybe a
connection.
Maybe a trip or two ago.
Yeah.
This guy just went.
This is when I was, when we were supposed to do the next one, mm-hmm. I was in Florida.
Yeah.
No.
Not at the time, though.
Not at the time.
I was about to go to Florida. I went to Brazil. Yeah. And then I went to Florida, and then I came back to the city.
You went Lava Man on us, man. Lava Man Lucas.
I didn't ghost. Check the text.
He didn't ghost. I said I would never ghost.
No, never ghost.
Never ghost.
Yeah, it was just a good connection. Yeah.
We're not here, though. Yeah. The chair was empty. Yeah. We heard you laugh, though. How was the trip?
Was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Brazil was crazy. Yeah, I went there for like a month, bro.
It was just so random because we're like, yo, are you free? And it went from, oh, yeah, guys, totally down. Can't wait. Yo.
Can you guys come sooner? Can you guys move that shit around? You feel like going to Brazil for a month.
Dog, that was so dramatic of a change. Like, bro, what the fuck?
No, because the whole time was like figuring out before this.
Yeah.
The whole time was figuring out like, oh, am I gonna go to Brazil or not? You know? Because I started talking to a girl, and then she's my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And then she's from Brazil, so she went to Brazil to visit her family and her friends and whatever. So then I was like, just kind of in the middle of like, I was in Toronto still doing my things, still like recording content, blah 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 blah, and then it was like. It was like, oh, is she gonna invite me? Is she not? Like, I was kind of tripping a little bit. Like, invite me, right? Quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, like, yo, what? Like, and then one day she calls me, and then she kind of she made it sound like she's about to never talk to me again. She's like, hey, I was kind of thinking a little bit. Like that.
No, you don't have to be nervous for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
No, because I was sitting down. I was sitting down when she told me. And then right when she said, I've been thinking, I was...
What happened? Something happened.
Everything is fine. So she's telling me, like, I actually really want you to come visit me and blah blah. Yeah, put that.
Oh, she's still in Brazil.
No. Yeah, she's in Brazil. She stayed for even longer. She was like three months or something, or two months, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And and then she invited me, and then I went. Yeah. And then when I went, it was crazy, man. Like, I've never seen anything like a beautiful country, beautiful people. Nice. I just, the culture's so warm, like everywhere else in Latin America. It's a beautiful. Man, her family's great.
Explosions happening around.
It was wow.
I'm in love.
We wanted it too, bro.
The McDonald's.
The McDonald's in Brazil is damn good.
I'm taking it international.
I need my fix.
I'm sure I'm in Brazil like this. I was on the plane like this. Like, that's actually. And we're driving around in the. She rented a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving around, and I see.
Who's driving around?
Who do you think?
Yeah.
So we're driving around, then we've seen, like, it was beautiful, man. Like, it was actually for real.
Yeah.
It was crazy, like, I've never seen. But her city is in the northeast of Brazil.
I can't focus.
Bro, you're a lion.
That's how you teach Spanish, bro.
Sign language.
Literally.
Teach her a bunch of like, all right, you guys want to north.
So it was in the northeast of Brazil.
Yeah.
And so whatever, beautiful city. It's called Recife, right? And we were whatever driving around. Whatever, it's beautiful. And then I seen there's McDonald's here. I was like, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot. You know, like you say like, oh, you guys have internet here?
Yeah.
It's like
you
sound so stupid, right?
Right.
And then I seen the McDonald's. We get there and they have these burger names that were like. That were crazy. Like they have one like a Big Tasty. One was called the Big Tasty.
Oh,
wait, chill.
I know what that. They discontinued that in North America.
They have Big Tasty. And listen to this. No.
Straight Spanish. If I'm McDonald's social media marketing, I'm going to you. What I'm saying,
everybody
we need voiceovers.
We have big tasty.
That's a slogan. We have big tasty. Dog, do you know when Michael Jordan retired and then came back?
Yeah.
His fucking sentence was, "I'm back."
Yeah.
I'm telling you, big tasty. We have big tasty. Done.
We have it.
We have.
Holy.
Okay. Go
and
ahead.
They have this burger. That's called.
Because it's serious.
He said, get up the fuck away. I'm about to drop some shit.
They have a burger called a McCheddar.
Okay.
Bro, it's a burger that has, you know spray cheese?
Spray cheese?
The spray cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah.
Bro,
spray cheese?
The one you squeeze like this and then the cheese comes out thick, like
Like cheese,
like cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz! Cheese whiz! Cheese whiz! Finally, holy fuck. Cheese whiz, bro.
Cheese spray?
Yeah,
with
a spray of cheese.
No, they have it, yeah. You know, like whipped cream? Yeah. You know how like they have it like that? You just
exactly. But this burger was... So it's a McCheddar. Mm-hmm. It has a one burger, but you can get a double. I got the double.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I had the double. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it has nothing else but onions.
Okay.
Caramelized onions.
Of course.
Yeah, caramelized onions with the cheddar.
Yeah.
Bro, that burger was crazy. And I got that at least 17 times when
you
I was in Brazil.
Lock the fuck
minimum.
On that burger, guys.
Yeah.
That's all you ate, man.
Yeah. That's your whole trip.
Yeah.
Did you try the local food?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
That's it.
Look up McCheddar Burger, Brazil.
Yeah. Let's see.
And look, see what it looks like.
I'm going to make it my designated goal to get this guy a McDonald's deal.
Look at that. Look at that. Click the second one.
No, the second one.
Look at how fucking crazy that. And the buns were like brown.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I think that's
proper.
Just whole wheat.
That's proper, right?
That is proper.
And I'm telling you, was so good. Was so good. Look at that.
Plus
freaks.
The. Why would you dip it too?
Congrats.
I'm definitely into that.
Stop the cap.
And Big Mac, I got there too. I just wanted to compare.
Of course.
Yeah.
I honestly think Canada. I had Big Mac in the States, Big Mac in Europe, Big Mac in South America. The best Big Mac is in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
The best McDonald's, period, is Canada.
Is the one that reaches your apartment.
Yeah.
The one nearby your place. Yeah.
That one?
That's a good point.
It's just Canadian farms, man.
I don't know why.
Yo, the meats.
McDonald's comes from the Canadian farms. It's different. So, like, Brazil, they're going to get their meat somewhere else.
Yeah.
States, they're getting it somewhere else. Like, if you're anywhere where it's, like... All right, farmland. Yeah, I think it's gonna be fire. You know what I mean?
Like, chicken is crazy in Canada compared to the United States.
And make anything, bro.
Yeah.
Every single burger in McDonald's in Canada, comparison to the States,
better.
The States just doesn't. It just tastes different.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like it tastes here. Mm. Maybe it's like adjusted your palate to here.
No, they got different rules down there for sure. It's like, yo, you can do this down here.
Yeah.
So we got some corners so you can cut.
But yeah, Brazil was amazing. Brazil's
top. Is that movie City of God? That's Brazil. Right?
Yeah, that's Brazil. Yeah.
It looks
Rio.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's Rio.
That's Rio, right.
Rio is...
The favelas?
In southern Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
More south. We went to Rio as well, but we went there for 4 days and then we went to Florida. But Rio was crazy. Rio was beautiful. Nice. One of the, like, it's like you see water and then there's mountains in the water. Like in the middle. There's like a Ipanema beach.
Yeah.
That beach, that whole, it's one of the, and you see a mountain like this and all favelas right next to it. Yeah. But like the mountain is right here. It's
and they got the Jesus
thing.
in the
And I went to the Redeemer. That was crazy too. But there was so many people. So my bad.
No, I was say it's good that you're traveling young. Like I'd love to visit Brazil. Even now, I mean, fuck, but
Brazil, man, you guys need to go.
Young,
you guys need to go.
We're going to Colombia. We're gonna do it.
Yeah, did you guys go yet?
We're going with you.
Oh yeah, we're going.
What the fuck? Are we?
You might ghost on us.
Yo, guys, I'm going to a beautiful country. Listen, guys. Fucking love. Now, we'll go soon. Honestly, we should organize a trip, man. We'll figure out.
I'm super down for real.
Yeah, no, for real.
My mom's there right now.
Oh, sick.
Medellin.
Yeah.
Now, we'll organize a trip, man.
It's beautiful, man. We'll have fun.
Man, no Ring camera moment of the week this week, man. But we do have, we found an interesting listing, man. Speaking of Spanish hauntings, man, they're like ghost hunters that are just into you know, ghost encounters so much that they're like, there's a list of haunted Airbnbs that are like doing very well and just killing it.
Actually?
And getting like 5-star scary experiences. Like, yo, this scared the fucking living shit out of me.
Oh my god.
Definitely recommend.
Turn up.
Looking for a spooky escape? No.
Like, why would you have to, like, no, bro, looking to get away?
These Airbnbs will send shivers down your spine this Halloween and beyond.
And then they had to reinstate that line. Do you enjoy shivers running down your spine? Yeah.
Like, yo, you it's a good line. It's a warning.
Guaranteed spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War era.
First of all, Civil War era and farmhouse, that combo is,
yeah,
too
that
much
combo's
for me.
Crazy.
That's too much.
It's only 100 a night.
But look what they're saying. They're saying this property, it was the farmhouse and the barn on this property were used for a Civil War filled hospital. The hospital was there.
This is where they died at. Like, this right here is where all of them died.
Whatever year that was, didn't it say it? They're not saving many. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real deal. Yeah. They have the tools and shit.
Yes, the house is haunted, but they're all friendly. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. You believe that type of shit, man? Just friendly ghosts?
Like, it's like seeing people with friendly dogs and their dogs are. He's friendly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's just like, what are you doing this for?
I feel like it's just those people who like people who chase tornadoes. It's the same thing.
But like something that's just like the unknown is just so scary. So like a ghost, like first off, you're a ghost. You could do anything. It's up to you.
But you believe it though?
Yeah,
motherfucker. Yeah.
You believe it?
What?
You ever been haunted?
Never. I don't plan to be. I don't know, man. Like, I don't really fully believe it, but if it's something like this where they tell you.
Oh, let me see what that one says. Go up.
Which one?
That one right there.
That's somewhere. 722.
For 12 guests, okay.
Okay, well, give me the ghost shit. Well, you and the ghost have at least one spirit. A teenage girl who seems to be stuck on the third floor, but takes it in good stride and has a bit of fun with the situation.
I don't want no ghosts having fun on my watch, man.
Not with me in the building, man. Not for 722 per night. Before. Moving objects and even tucking people into bed, tickling their feet.
I don't know, bro. I don't believe that.
And then just imagine just going there, leaving a review. Amazing.
So, this was haunted. I'm not even trying that, bro.
71? That's just a regular ass apartment.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, you can stay here. Nigga, this room is fucked up. Building's never too haunted to take a damn pressure washer to it. Blow that old dirt off and shit. The ghost might go away, man.
This ain't dirty, though.
It's too modern for me. Nigga's crap for my style, nigga.
This ain't what we about over here.
And just like that.
All day, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's on the horizon for you, man, before we get up on out of here, man?
Horizon. Acting classes. I'm starting in July, and then from July all the way until December, I'm going to be in and out of acting classes.
Perfect, man.
So nice. I'm just trying to focus on the acting part.
Yeah. We might need you on a show.
We might need you
on a certain show.
Yeah.
You start in July?
In July, I start.
Perfect. That should be enough time.
Yeah. Now we're calling you for real.
Yeah, I'm hyped.
Let that be known, man. I'm hyped.
Shit, man. It's been a very swell episode.
Yeah.
We did a little tinkering to make this episode 143. You know what I mean? Maybe move some episodes around, man. Amen. It's a very important one.
Yeah.
We had an amazing time.
Always.
Hey, man. My man Lucas back in the building.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Always welcome. Yep. All day, man. Yeah, listen, thanks. Y'all know what you got to do, man. Drop that big fat thumbs up, man. Jump in the comments, man. Jump in the damn Spotify, Apple Podcast reviews, man. Let the people know. Drop a 5-star stunner rate, man. All that good shit, man.
Yeah.
What we leaving them with this time, man?
That's you, man. You got to leave the people with something, man.
Fuck, man. I don't know, actually.
That's fine. We'll get you next time, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. You had, what, how many episodes to think of some new shit? It's
like 20 episodes. No new advice now.
I don't know.
Nothing, eh?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.